Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home? Get down to Right Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that's actually sound and won't sell you a sofa that looks like it's out of a skip. The house package sales are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets, the full works from just €3,649. Plus, they're in Fontaines, Belgard and now Omni Park as well. They're open 7 days a week and open late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni. Handy if you're walking all day. I got my corner sofa in it and I need the fire brigade to get me up off the thing. Visit www.roystyle.ie and when you shop in store, tell them Terrence and Calvin sent you and they'll throw a discount on top of that as well. So get down to Roy Soil Furniture today.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the snow. Tell your body your head. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Come up.
I'm here today with Shane Daniel Bourne. Shane, that is a mouthful, by the way.
Thank you.
I call you Shane Daniel Bourne.
If you want to. It's because Shane Byrne is real boring, because I'm a stand-up, so that when they say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage, Shane Daniel Byrne, it kind of rolls better. And there was a rugby player called Shane Byrne, and right. If you Google Shane Byrne, you get him, so.
There's an actor, and his brother's a politician. Fuck, I can't remember now when he did that.
Oh, he's in Love, Hate.
Killian Scott.
Yeah,
it was actually Killian Murphy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Who was his brother again?
Owen Murphy, he was the housing minister.
That's a man who bounced, isn't it?
Yeah, he was very bad at it.
And everyone else after him has been very good at it.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he was great at it, actually. We should have given him time. No, he's the one who was like, actually had no idea what I was talking about. He kind of was like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here.
He's young though, isn't he? Is he in his 40s? I don't even think he is. He wrote a book about it.
40s now.
Yeah.
They all write a book.
True.
If you're in public life and then something happens, like you resign or whatever, you'll write a book. That's what they do.
Has Leo wrote a book yet?
Yeah, his book is out and all, yeah.
Fucking hell, that was quick, wasn't it?
Now, Miriam McCallaghan's only written one book.
So far.
And she's just started her book now, so she held off for a good while.
Yeah.
Fair play to her. Have you written a book?
No, we'll me and
why not?
I don't know. I'm not. About what, like?
About the same thing the podcast is about or something, I don't know.
Terry be more inclined. I feel like he's more subject matter to write about. My lived experience.
You could write a fitness book.
Thanks very much. Rules of the Road book.
They have that actually.
Yeah.
They published that quite a while ago.
Yeah.
It's ongoing.
Yeah, and also they don't let people who drive their scooter on the footpath write Rules of the Roads books.
Yeah, good. Let's bring this up.
I was kind of segueing into that for you.
You weren't on a segue, you're on a scooter.
I was on a scooter, yeah. I was running late.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew over here on an e-scooter, like a modern day Joey DeLips.
Yeah.
And
I witnessed a young man up on the footpath on his scooter, which is against the rules of being on the scooter.
Did you see me new little bunny hop off the path though?
I did notice you went up on the thing in front of Bambino's, which you were lucky that was closed because the queues for there have been really big with all the Americans.
A lot of people, yeah.
And that you would have creamed a lot of Americans. But yeah, look, I'll forgive you because you were running late, but what if you bumped into a boogie?
No.
Would you say that to the mother? Sorry, I was running late for my podcast, so I smacked your baby onto the ground.
That's inexcusable, and I get that, but I'm blaming Siobhan, because I got in here, which I would have been 5 minutes late, but turns out it was actually 10 minutes early, because of Siobhan.
Yeah, because you were half an hour late twice in a row.
Yeah.
So I was...
And I haven't been late since.
Did you set him a fake deadline, fake time to come in?
I knew it was going to be delayed by 20 minutes, and I let you know, Shane, but I didn't let Calvin know, because...
Wow.
He was a half an hour late 2 weeks in a row, so I just was...
I still work full time, Shane.
Do you?
In that, like... Shouldn't I deserve a bit of leeway here?
Yeah, but you have people coming though.
I know. Tell you what we'll do, Siobhan. The guests a half an hour later in future.
Yeah, but then you're too late now. You know now.
Yeah.
What other work do you do?
I talk to you on the podcast.
Right, okay, sorry. I'm just interested.
Oh, yeah, ask you the questions.
Can I tell you about my relationship with this podcast?
Go.
I've listened to episodes on and off over the years, but in 2021,
yeah,
January 21, me and this podcast had an Instagram interaction.
Did we?
Yeah, because in 2020, remember, it was miserable. And at Christmas, I asked everyone on my Instagram to send me who made them laugh. And loads of people suggested Talking Bollocks. And I did a video of, I put the names of all the people they gave me into that song, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Really?
Yeah, and you were in it. This? Yeah, and you sent me a nice message. And I think it's funny because we both were earlier in our careers and we're innocent. And one of you, I don't know who it was because they didn't sign off, said, nice one for the shout out on your 2020 video, mate. Woke up to a few messages about it. And it's still nuts that our podcast is out there doing the rounds to households where people have no idea who we are. Thanks again. And I was like, yeah, it's mad, isn't it? I was like, I've had a decent amount of followers the last couple of months and still find it mad that strangers are following me. And then whatever one of you has finished off with. Anyway, this is what Instagram should be all about. We're making people laugh. So let's keep that rolling through 2021.
Aw, that's cute.
Isn't that sweet? Now we're hardened media types.
Yeah. That was probably Terrence.
Yeah. I don't know. What do we talk about now? Pay for your TV license. Oh.
You did talk about that with Tony Cantwell. I listened to that one for sure.
You had to listen to that.
I had to see what he was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, you actually listened to a podcast with you in it today?
Oh, yeah. Research?
No. By chance.
Oh.
A regular listen of Dempsey's Dozen.
Oh, yeah.
You've done very well.
I know.
Very well. Like,
I actually was so relieved.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you've done too well. In terms of the guests he's had on that.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, what, top two?
I'm in a joint second. Yeah, there's a few people on second. He does a podcast, which is a quiz. And I listened to it in advance to kind of see, and I was getting 4 out of 12. So I was a bit nervous about going on because I was like, everyone's going to think I'm thick. And now everyone might think I'm really smart.
Do you know who was on it, Siobhan? Your man off the... Dara Ennis off the quiz.
Yeah, from the Chase.
Off the Chase, sorry. And like, I think he got 9 or 8 or something.
He didn't get as much as me. That's the most important.
What did you get? 10?
10.
10?
Wow.
And I nearly got 11. That's what gonna, it's
I
one of those
that
things
one.
That play.
James Joyce one.
James Joyce.
I got that one. So obvious.
And I listened, I know, but I listened to it back and I was like, that's obviously, it's a mad way of speaking. So it's obviously, I've only read one James Joyce.
I've never read anything by James Joyce.
You've read anything?
He says, which poet/storyteller?
Writer,
writer. Said this, and he said a mad fucking, that makes no sense.
Made
no sense. Which Irish one of these?
It's said, obviously
it's James. Obviously James Joyce.
I know, yeah. That's going to haunt me now.
Yeah, you hit the post with that one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was just the next, I just said Oscar Wilde at a push. It was stupid, really.
Stupid. I was impressed though. I was impressed with it.
I got the football one.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Not for Siobhan, someone who's not a football fan.
Siobhan, which footballer has the most goals in his career history?
Of all tournaments.
Of all time.
In all the stuff he's done.
Ever. Which footballer has scored the most goals ever? Who would you say?
Messi?
You're close. It was Ronaldo. I'd give her that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
no, you were saying to me a minute ago that it was easy. Then you gave her the wrong answer. No. He gave this clue that Pelé was fourth.
Yeah. I'd love to know who was third if Pelé's fourth. But you see, there's a thing with Pelé that, like, he's counting goals that people can't actually verify. You know what I mean? Because, like, he played at a time when not all games were televised and recorded and, like... Oh, what game? Sorry, you were playing there on Saturday? Yeah, 10-0. I scored all 10.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Like,
you
know, kids do that though. Yeah. In the Queen's School.
But there's a joke that,
there's
a joke that he counts the goals in training and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were talking about me coming in on the scooter.
Sorry, yeah.
And then you said, oh, I seen a granny on a Honda 50 before. Grannies used to drive Honda 50s. And I said, that can't be real.
Put it out. If anyone message in, let me know. Because I have this vivid memory that, like, grannies would go on Honda 50s in, like old school grannies with a scarf and all that stuff, that type of granny. And I swear that was real. And I don't know if I've made it up because I've said this to people before and they're like, I have no recollection of that.
Where did you grow up?
Harold's Cross.
Grannies on Honda 50s and Harold's Cross.
See, if you drive to Harold's Cross, you could be going anywhere. So it's a road, so I don't know. But I just have this memory as a kid of that's a thing that grannies had. And I think they did. Because they wouldn't have had cars because that really wouldn't have been the thing at the time. So I feel like there's no way we can verify it. I don't know. So other people's memory will have to help.
We'll just put it out there. Daniel, now a granny who had a Honda 50.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'll do.
I want to go back to the We Didn't Start the Fire thing. Can we play that now?
Oh.
No.
I could send it to you after, but that's 5 years ago. It's down. You have to scroll forever.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do a updated version? Like, a lot has happened in 5 years.
Because because it was nothing happening at Christmas, I spent about something like 20 hours making that. I'm not really skilled at, like, you know the way some people can make...
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like Michael Fry can do all videos with music. I don't know any of that. So
yeah.
I went through an insane process to decide how to figure that out. I did like what you call it, Microsoft Excel, and then I had the real lyrics in one bit and then the other the names, and then I had to make all the names fit, and then some people were like, you could have gone for this, you know, and so
yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
It's called petty fogging.
Right.
I learned that in Squirtin' School, never forgotten it. Picking at little things, like nitpicking, I'm like, yeah, I could have done a million versions of it, but I did this one and I just did it for a laugh and we're all trying to enjoy ourselves.
Another thing, Jessie Buckley made history yesterday.
Yes.
Well, when this comes out, whatever, she was the first Irish woman to win an Oscar. I also seen another fact, Siobhan. We are the highest per capita winners of the Oscars.
Yeah, I saw Kevin McGowan say that at the IFTS, he said that. Well, if you look at the last 2 years, a man won it last time and a woman won it this time. It's mad. Yeah, it is mad.
We've had 7 Oscar winners.
For actors.
Is it for actors, yeah?
I think it's for acting, yeah. I think she's the first woman to win for the best actress.
Yeah.
Irish woman, but I don't know. Actually, to be honest, I don't even know. But I did check it first thing. I normally don't really mind these things, but I did check it first thing. I woke up this morning, I was like, how did Jessie Buckley get on now?
Yeah.
And I know that it was everyone was saying she's going to win. She's definitely going to win and she's doing the clean streak of all the awards, but I still was just, I would have been very upset for her if I didn't see it.
Would you reconcile your own and assume because Jessie Buckley made history? You know what I mean?
I'd say that is hard. Even if I'm sure she's a very generous woman, I think that would be hard to go, I could have been the first woman.
Yeah.
And I was nominated 4 times, I could have been the first woman. I had 4
shots. Was the bridesmaid.
Yeah, I think you would feel there'd be no, you're only human, you would feel, oh, fuck's sake.
And like, she spent years getting Americans to learn how to say Saoirse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, after reading it. Like,
but she tells them to say Saoirse like inertia, but then I think we all say it differently as well, depending on where you're from, what your accent is.
Saoirse.
You kind of do. Oh, Saoirse.
That's her name, Saoirse.
Yeah, but you said it differently that time.
Saoirse. If I was, she walking here now, I'd say, what's the story, Saoirse?
I think I'd say Saoirse, because the first...
Are we not saying the same thing?
No, but no. There's a
Saoirse.
There's a little difference.
It's more on the ah.
Saoirse.
Now you sound like the Americans. Tell me how to say it again. Saoirse. Cillian Murphy. I think she will get one, though.
Yeah.
But she'll never be the first woman.
That's what I'm saying. And like she's... She's on the scene a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be real. You know what I mean? She's broken into American pop culture at this rate. But we've complained about this before, about like the Irishisms in like interviews. You know, it's like, oh, what's your favourite chicken fillet topping? I feel like that's really broke through now. They broke the fourth wall with that. Celebs are starting to do it now without being asked. And like, she did it in her speech.
She talked about a chicken fillet roll.
No, but no, she's trying to get as much Irishisms as she can in there. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like,
look how Irish I am and all this.
How many times has Paul Mescal had to talk about Tato crisps?
Like, and gar shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It must be exhausting and be like, again.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why. I was just thinking this the other day. Why they did that series. Did you see Hamnet?
No.
Very serious film about the loss of a child. And they have to do, which would you rather? Like, yeah. Why can't they just talk about their serious film? Everything has to be so much fun. I feel like it must be really annoying to work so hard and try to get that perfect loss and misery performance and then have to talk about crisps.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them. But they seem to be very relaxed about it. I don't know. I think they must just go bite their lip and go, right, just do it. Or bite their tongue and just go, let's just get this done. Sell this film. Win an Oscar.
Yeah.
She can have a nice break now. I went to see Hamnet the other day because I was in Glasgow and I did the Ryanair, so I was there at like 9 a.m. and my show wasn't until 7 p.m. So I went to go cinema and the only thing I really wanted was to watch was Hamnet.
Corot done this. Mm. You had Corot Farley on last week. He done the exact same thing. He had a show and he got there so early he couldn't check into his hotel, so he went and seen Hamnet, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird.
He was in Newcastle or something like that, didn't he say?
Yeah, somewhere in England as well. Yeah,
that's sure. Weird. Yeah.
It's just a comedian thing. This is what you do.
The best cinema experience I ever had, I was doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival and they take days off. I don't know why. They've no shows on Mondays. So you have a show every other day. And then, so you have this one day off. And you spend the whole time doing your show, you're thousands of miles away, you're not with any of your pals. And I went to go see this film that I'd wanted. I saw a trailer and it was like, it's called Civil War, Kirsten Dunst's film. And I went to that on my own. There was like 2 people in a giant IMAX cinema. The other person who was in there was another comedian and I just kept my head down. I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone today. It's my day off from talking to people. And I just had the loveliest time. I got the biggest popcorn they had, I got Maltesers, the whole lot. And I was like, it was like a holiday during my festival in Melbourne and I loved it. But yeah, a cinema is a really good way of using up a bit of time.
Yeah.
I swapped flight the other day and came home early instead, but I was going to go cinema maybe twice.
In the
day. Because I had a 10 p.m. flight. I don't know why I booked that. Like, I booked it myself. I was like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. Like, who wants that? Like, get out of your hotel at 10 and then wait around till you go to the airport at 7:30?
Yeah.
What was I thinking? And I booked another flight. I did text a few people again. Is this ridiculous if I spend €132 just to come home? And I just did it.
I've fallen trapped to that as well. Like, Joe, you're booking a trip and you're like, oh, Jesus, no. Like, make sure you get the late flight because you think, like, I'm not going to be rushing out.
Yeah.
As you said, you're out of the hotel first thing in the morning. Like,
you know, the Ryanair, you know, if you're going to like England or on holidays to Spain and stuff, they have the 6 a.m. Yeah. Don't be fooled. It's never worth it. Yeah, you've saved some money, but what about the personal cost?
Yeah.
It's a trick. We all fall into that trap and you go, yeah, I'll get the 6 o'clock. That's like €75 cheaper. Yeah, but you have to be there at 4:30.
Yeah.
Ryanair, have us by the whatever, short and curlies, as my father would say. Pubes. That's what that is. Did you know that's what that was?
Well, I'd imagine, like, if short and curlies.
Did you know that expression? I think actually my mother used to say that joking. Has him by the short and curlies. Anyway, by the pubes. They have us by the pubes, by the bush. There's no need to do that.
They have us by the George.
The George. Oh, the George Bush. They have us by the George W. Yeah, they have us by the George W. And there's no need to do it. If you're going on holidays to Spain for 2 weeks, you can afford the €75 to not spend on that flight. It's not worth it. It ruins an entire day of your life.
Yeah. And plus then you get there and the flight doesn't take off at 6, takes off at 7 then.
Oh yeah.
Because you have to fucking board the plane and do whatever else. And you're like,
stand in the stairs and the whole lot. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. If you take nothing else from this chat with me, take that.
Do you know, we won one of the first flights out and we got to the airport before the security opened, and that's when how I realised that the airport actually wasn't 24/7. The airport.
How long did they close for?
I think it's like 5 hours.
Weird.
Something like
that. What was it like?
We were standing in the queue for the security, yeah, and the queue was just getting longer. It wasn't moving. And then next of all, some fella showed up and he's like, right, and that's it. That starts at like 4 or 4:30. I was like, my mind is blown by this because I was convinced it just went all through the night.
Yeah.
But it doesn't obviously cut off.
The other side's okay because people come in at all times of day and night.
No, there's a cut-off point because that's why O'Leary's always fighting.
Oh, that's what they're fighting about.
They're always fighting where, yeah.
But I'd swear I came home at 3 a.m. a while ago.
You might have had a very delayed flight.
Yeah.
I think you're not allowed. I think it's like after 11. But obviously, if you're fucking delayed and the flight takes off.
The airport's closed. That's so weird.
The airport in Ireland, the airport.
And the Jews all go in and stand in the queue like idiots.
Yeah, we were the first flight.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean? So as soon as the security opened, we went straight to the gate then.
I used to love the airport when I was younger, and now, because I think it's just an interesting place of people coming from all over the world and crossing paths, and now I just can't stand it anymore.
I just put my earphones in and just head down all the way through. I'm on autopilot.
Yeah, you're right. I can't bear it. I just can't bear being in a queue. And people, I don't know why people want to queue right up. I think this is some kind of leftover from COVID as well. Remember in COVID, it was like you have to be distanced in the queue. You can't stand on top of each other. And then they got rid of that, and everyone seems to want to be, people want to queue in my back pocket and my jeans. I don't know why. You can queue without being on top of each other. I'm finding that really stressful at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, but I'm like, get away. I did the UK tour and I had to go every day. I went to the airport to go to different parts of the UK all the time, and the only way to do it was plane. So I went for like 6 days where I was in the airport every day, and I was actually just ready to fall apart. I just couldn't cope anymore.
Flying absolutely kills it. Like, flying is terrible.
I don't think we're supposed to go through the sky. I don't think we've evolved enough yet that I think something happens that we're like, even if you have a small flight, you're wrecked.
Yeah.
The airport takes a few hours as well and we're wrecked. I think there's some evolutionary thing that needs to happen to make us okay.
Do you reckon pilots and air hostesses go through that? I don't think they do. It's like, do you know when you get your haircut and then you're like, oh, I'm all itchy. But then like, if you talk to barbers, like, they're doing that for fucking 10 hours a day and they're not itchy. They just get used to it. Do you reckon?
Well, maybe.
The same thing happens, like,
staff. My barber told me that hair, I asked him, I was like, does all your stuff at home covered in hair? Do you bring loads of hair home? And he's like, yeah, it gets everywhere. And I was like, oh yeah. He's like, everywhere.
Oh, really?
Like, everywhere.
He gets into your short and goalies.
Yeah, but that's what I was like, where, like, how, what are you trying to tell me? I wanted him to tell me whatever gross story about where he found some other man's hair. And I was like, where is it? Because I was thinking underneath something.
Just say it.
Foreskin.
Right. Maybe.
That's what I thought of.
Maybe.
Did you think that when, from his Tim saying everywhere?
I was thinking in his jocks, yeah. But yeah. I wasn't thinking as specific.
Oh, I went too detailed. Yeah, okay, well, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. I regret that now.
I heard that, like, you know, if, like, let's say a hair landed on your right forearm.
Yeah.
It can go into your skin, travel through your skin and come out on another part of your body.
What?
Yeah. And I heard that from someone in the profession.
A barber?
Yes. And then I said it to another barber and they said, yeah, your skin can absorb a stray hair.
That's not true, Calvin.
Google it.
It is, yeah. A pilonidal cyst or something it's called.
But that's your hair, though.
Yeah, but you could get a pilonidal cyst from someone else's hair.
Can your skin absorb someone else's hair?
Something, is that...
I don't think...
I hate this from one barber.
I think you can.
Yeah. said, that's not true. Said it to another barber and they were like, that is true.
So you're saying that someone's piece of hair falls on their arm.
Yes. Yeah.
And then on their left arm, say, and then it could appear on their right arm.
It can get absorbed and transported through the body.
That's like when my granny thought she swallowed a needle and it came out her finger. It's not true, like.
Google it. Siobhan, do you know how small hairs are? Like, they're microscopic and it can cause serious irritation as well. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, this is simple Google. You believe? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Shane?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think that's real.
I don't know why she's so hesitant.
I don't understand. The travelling, I'm not sure.
Yeah, the travelling is the travelling part. I don't believe.
You can get an ingrown hair from someone else's hair growing into you. I think that's real, but I don't know about does hair swim around your body.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, your skin can absorb someone else's hair, it says, but it doesn't say anything about the moving. So it can, like,
will
get,
I
like,
a
splinter from hair. Yeah, ring a barber there.
I feel like you should ring a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
I don't know, but I feel like barbers, they chat all day for a living. They're good at
He's
it.
He's going to say what he wants to say.
Yeah.
Right, watch, I'm going to ring him. I'm going to ring him right now. He's probably in walk though, watch. He'll ring me back. Oh.
Hello?
Vinny.
I'm definitely going here, I'll get back to you.
Sound.
After you leave a message.
That was his yoke.
That was his
voicemail.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good, Vinny. How old school.
It was very good. I'm definitely cutting hair. And he is definitely cutting hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll ring me back now in about an hour or something. But anyways, that's what I heard. And when someone said it to me, I was hesitant to believe it. And I said it to him and he verified. He's like, no, that is true.
Well, I can't believe I said foreskin. I still am thinking I have such regret. I shouldn't have said that.
Why shouldn't you have said that?
I don't know.
Should have left open to interpretation.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should let the barber have his thing of like everywhere.
Yeah.
Gets everywhere. I should let him do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe there's people at home who are agreeing with you, who thought the same.
Maybe Vinny can tell us. has anyone else's hair ever gotten under your foreskin?
He'll ring.
Oh, God.
He'll ring.
And I talked about pubes, short and curlies. Why am I talking about all this stuff?
Come on,
let's talk about something else. Just a little more. I am struggling to get back to being a fit person again.
Yeah.
And you know when the young people talk about locking in. I went back to the gym, right? I got paid for a fancy gym. I went to 3 classes. I also talked about this fancy gym on my own podcast. And then somehow the people from the gym heard this. And that was very embarrassing.
Did they say it back to you?
Yeah, but I wasn't saying anything bad, right?
Yeah.
You have to go to an induction class. It's like that kind of level of like, it's loads of money. And I thought if I spend loads of money on it, then I won't want to waste the money.
Yeah.
And that was working for a bit. And then I went to the thing and then she was like, they make you do the various exercises. And she had me doing a squat with a bar. And I used to do more fitness years ago. And then she was like, this is a good squat. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. And she's like, you training? And I said, no. She's like, what are you doing? A team? You play on a team? I was like, no. And she was just really impressed with my squat. So I was chuffed to myself. Talked about this in the podcast. Then I signed up for one of her classes when I went to it for 1 week. And then she was like, oh, by the way, I listened to the podcast. And you do have a good squat, you know. I was like, oh my God. I'm trying to be anonymous. I just want to be I don't want anyone even see me in there, even though there's other people. It's a class-based thing. Anyway, then I got sick. Then I was on antibiotics for a week. Now I have to go back and I can't get myself to just book into that back. And there's a fellow called Rory from the gym who emails me about my progress. And I can't. And I feel like under pressure. And I'm wondering, did you ever have a bit where you go, I can't do this fitness stuff anymore, but then you got yourself out of it?
I hate the term locking in, you know. Yeah. What I mean, because that to me is like, oh, lock in, we need to grind, get shut up, like how old are you, like, you know what I mean, fucking grow up, man. I hate that term. But the one thing I do say to people when they're like, I want to start going to the gym more, first thing you need to do is get a gym that's close to your gaff.
Yeah, okay, that's tick, I have that.
Yeah, because you know, there's constantly, like, oh, the gym's half an hour away. You wake up in the morning and you don't want to go and it's a half an hour away, you're not going.
Right.
You know what I mean? Second thing is, you need to get past the front door. You get past the front door, you're going to do it. That's the truth.
Okay. Now,
whether it's going for a run,
my front door,
your front door.
Okay.
Whether it's going for a run, going for a class, going to play five-a-side, whatever it is that you do for fitness. Whatever you do for fitness, you get past the front door, you're going to do it. I'd imagine if you book and you don't go, will you get blacklisted?
There's something to do with credits.
Yes.
and they're like, your credits. And I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
So, but they're really nice. They do say as well, when I cancelled one class because I was sick, they're like, but I felt like, you know you're ringing sick to work, or when you're ringing sick to work when you're like 16 and you're fully lying, like you're just drunk or whatever, and you have to ring in sick and you feel no one ever believes me. I was like, I genuinely was sick. Like, and I was off sick that the doctor was like, you need a note for work. And I was like, I work for myself. I was
can I get a note from the gym?
I was like, I have to go do a show in Ratote. But I nearly felt like saying that. I was like, can I have a note for the gym so they believe me? For Rory and all the gang in there? I mean, I need to stop talking about them on podcasts because they keep listening to it. You can't say a thing anymore. This country's too small to have podcasts in because everyone knows everything.
And it's not even that, Shane. It's someone will listen to this and know.
And they'll recognise it.
And but they'll send it to that person who will never listen to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it will come on the radar.
That's what happened to me before. It was like, your man said people in London, Irish people in London, listened to our podcast and recognised me just the way I described the gym. They were like, that's his gym. And they sent it on to him. So you can't do that anymore. But anyway, I guess it is good.
I don't even need to back off people publicly anymore.
Well, that's why I try not to anymore. I try.
Give her a falent, did you?
No, but I think comedians are supposed to be bold like that. I think you're supposed to. I'm not going to be. I try not to be a prick, but I think you should be able to slag things and slag people. And I think sometimes the other boys in my podcast are a bit shyer about that. But like, I'll make fun of someone who's off telly or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think we should be able to do that.
Realistically, that's what you do behind closed doors, isn't it? That's what people do when they're sitting around with their mates, anyways. But back to the point. Just book the fucking class. Are you physically able to do the class now? You're not.
Yes.
You're not sick. So
I'm not sick.
It's a mental battle then.
Yeah.
Could you get a friend to go to the class with you? Would that help, or would that make you feel worse?
Oh, that would absolutely make me want to just... My boyfriend said that. He wanted me to go to his gym and I was like, absolutely not. I don't know how those couples do it.
Yeah.
Who go to the gym together or go for runs together. Sometimes I can't imagine that. The idea of being in there and I'm doing something and he goes, you should try and do more. I'd be like, that would be I'd have such a blazing row. I think if we went one time I would leave. I think something he would say, even if he was totally correct, I would be like, you're an absolute prick. I was like, how dare you. I was like, we need to set up a boundary. We need to set up a boundary. Let's go to therapy about this. We need a couples therapy right now. I just wouldn't be able to cope with that. But yeah, friend, no.
Maybe make plans.
Gym friend is good. I used to go to class all the time and there'd be like a little gang and I enjoyed that and we'd all chat, whatever, and then you'd finish together and go to the change room and all that stuff. I enjoyed all that crack because they're my gym friends who only exist in the bubble of seeing me being a sweaty pig and trying our best together. So I liked that, but I wouldn't be able to go with my own actual friends or partner, no.
Could you make plans to meet like right after the gym? So that you have like a reason.
No, but I do like that kind of thing. I do like that kind of thing. Years ago when I used to go to, when I went to therapy for the first time in my life, I used to schedule, I'd go to therapy and then I'd have a coffee on my own for an hour after. And that was a really good little system. And I used to write little notes that I never read again, but I wrote them down.
Yeah.
But habit stacking, I think they call it, where you do like things together so that you do both of them.
Yeah.
They call it like habit stacking. So like say, I don't know.
Positive habit stacking. Because I know people that like take one drink and then it's bad after that.
Yeah. Well, that's habit stacking too.
Every time
you can
drink,
do it in a good
way. I will
buy
a bag of Coke. Is that habit stacking?
Yeah. And then smoke as well.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
So alcohol, tobacco and cocaine go
hand in
hand.
So that's a danger. Bad habit stacking.
Yeah. Positive habit stacking.
Positive habit stacking.
You go to gym and then you get a smoothie after it.
That kind of thing. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
I have a suggestion for you. Mm. You need a goal.
Right.
And whether that be, you want to go to 3 classes a week, or you have a physical goal. You want to be able to lift this, or you want to lose this weight, or you want to do this, or something like that. Whatever you decide that goal is. So first of all, go home after this and come up with that goal.
Right.
I'm going to ring you. I'm going to ring him. I'll
goal
ring him tomorrow. No, I won't ring him tomorrow. It's Friday. I'll ring you Wednesday.
You observe.
You have that goal. You have that goal. You have to have that goal for me now. Then you need to talk about it on your own podcast to hold yourself accountable. Because it's publicly out there then.
Yeah, that's true.
So then like in 2 months time, people are like, did Shane ever fucking do that bleeding thing? You know what I mean?
That was part of, I had a goal before. It was called Sexy by Christmas.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about looking sexy, it was about feeling sexy, because I know that's important too.
Michael O'Malley, who we were talking about on the podcast, Mark Regan's mate, from 100 days out from his wedding, he went on a weight loss journey, but he documents it every day on Instagram. So it's like, this is what I did today. I think he's on like day 68 or something now. And he's down over 20 kilo.
A wedding is a good thing to have in.
Yeah, so, but...
Should I get engaged? Would that help?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Right, okay.
Like, I'm not going to force you to make drastic decisions.
Yeah, no, that is a bit much.
Just to make you go to a gym class, get engaged.
Yeah, yeah. I could go. Well, it's completely revamped.
12 gym classes. 1 month of 3 times a week, 12 gym classes, or I'll go buy an engagement ring.
Yeah, there you go.
My friend's getting engaged today. I'm like refreshing my emails here, constantly waiting for her to let me know.
Imagine having to get emailed that your friend got an engagement instead of like a text. Hold on, like a normal
she's
person.
Getting engaged today.
Yeah, her boyfriend told me.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I was one of them once. My best friend, he was like, I need your address because I'm sending. And I was like, why? What are you sending me? And he lived not far from me. So I was like, just bring it. And then he was like, it's a ring. And it was very exciting. So we had to be home at a certain day to collect the ring at a certain time. Very exciting. So it's fun to be in on it. It's fun to be.
He was getting engaged, but he couldn't get the ring sent to his gaff because of.
Yeah, because we were. It was lockdown-y, I think, maybe. So like she was home all the time. So yeah. There's no way he could guess when it would arrive. So he sent it to our house. So for 2 days, we were like on.
So you were in on the operation.
Yeah, yeah, it was very exciting.
Can I ask, who pops the question in a gay relationship?
Don't know. I was wondering that as well. Mm. I don't know. I think in our relationship, we've kind of. The rule is that I'm in charge of it. So that's, and I, because I told him, if you ask me, I'll say no. I'd much rather us try.
Are you bluffing though? Are you really bluffing when you say that?
No, I just think I'd much rather us try and buy a house before we have a wedding. I think that's both of them are expensive things, obviously. To leave houses costs quite a lot of money. I heard that. But so I'd much rather do that. That's more of my focus.
Here's Vinnie Jones ringing me.
Oh, here's Vinnie.
Vinnie Jones.
Is this fella's mate, the entrepreneur fella?
What?
Is that you?
Yeah, live on the podcast.
What's happening?
We have a question for you, and I needed the barber's intake.
Go on, love to talk, bollocks, love yous.
Right, you know, remember I said this to you before, Vinny. You know, if you're cutting hair and a piece of hair lands on your skin,
yeah,
can it go into your body and transport it and come out a different part? So
it does, gets stuck into you, it's like bleeding anything else, like sharp as fuck, and goes into your skin, yeah.
But that's got stuck in his skin, it hasn't moved around his body.
So Siobhan is telling me that like it could land on your arm and then come out in your stomach.
Could land your arm, come out your stomach. You don't want to stop smoking that stuff, Siobhan.
can that happen, Vinny, you know?
Nah, just there then, doesn't your body rejects it then, doesn't it?
You're the one who told me that
it can stick into your body and get attached to other hair. It's not coming out in your arsenal.
You had to debunk me here, Vinny. Thanks for that.
Your hair gets stuck in, it gets attached to your hair's inside, yeah?
Right.
And then it can cause problems.
Right, because I asked you this before and you told me yeah. And I was like, Vinny said it, I'll ring him, and now you're like, no.
No, I did say that. Yeah, that's exactly what I am saying. But I'm not saying it comes out of your arse. I'm saying that.
I don't know, mate.
Start again. I'm lost. What are you saying?
When you're cutting hair.
Yeah.
And the hair lands on your body. Like, for example, it lands on your right arm.
Right.
It goes into your skin and can be transported around your body and come out with different parts of your body. For example, your left arm.
Yeah, well, it can go on and get attached to hair in there, can't it? So I wouldn't be lying, like. But where it pops up, I don't know, like.
Now, are we having that?
I'm as confused as ever, to be honest.
I'm confused with it as well. I can just tell you, when I'm cutting hair and I go home, they'd be stuck into me everywhere, and you have to sit there with a tweezer pulling the fuckers out because you get infections from them.
I don't want to ask him another question. I don't want to know.
Right.
Will we take that?
And someone else had, I'll tell you no names, right? But this anonymous person has says, have you ever had hair, other people's hair, in your nether region?
Yeah, loads of times, yeah.
Right, I think we'll leave it at that then. Happy with that?
No, honest to God, that is true, yeah.
Right. Vinny, you're a legend, bro. Thanks for that. Right, see you later.
See you later, Siobhan. Good luck. Bye.
Now, here you go. So I kept you anonymous and all.
We got there in the end, and we didn't. Yeah, that was enough to say nether regions or whatever. We didn't need to ask him that detailed thing, so that was good. Well handled.
I'm as confused as ever.
He started talking about the arse, and then he was like, who said that? And it was kind of like, well, you said that.
Is your friend engaged yet, Siobhan?
I haven't gotten an email yet. In fairness, she's not going to email me straight away, is she?
She's not. That's
did you tell her? No. Like,
loads of other people probably know already, and you don't because you're only on the email.
Yeah. Do you want me to ring someone and ask on your behalf, Siobhan? I'll be like, what's the story? This is Calvin. I'm just ringing on behalf of Siobhan Walsh from Go Loud.
I think for the occasion, you should let yourself off and have a look at the phone.
Well, I have it tomorrow, so like...
Yeah, but that's too late.
Yeah, but you're going to need it tonight. Are you going to have to leave here and go home? I think you should go.
There's a house phone.
I'll call her on the landline when I get home.
If she didn't get engaged yet?
You have a landline in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get it specially for this Lent?
Yeah.
No.
She did. She did, you liar.
I had that landline.
I had internet once that was like, came with a landline.
Yeah, that's what
this
I have.
The funniest thing ever. And then we were like, let's get a phone. And then we just, obviously we didn't. But, yeah, like, but that was like I had a phone number.
Yeah.
Like it was like, if I got a phone and plugged it in, I could have done it. But anyway.
That's exactly what happened to me. And except I had access to a phone. So I plugged
it in. She sent me a landline number. She's like, this is the number. So like, I'll ring you. And we haven't once had an exchange over this landline. I'm actually disappointed.
I haven't worked from home.
I'm letting you work from home the rest of the week. Not Wednesday. So Thursday, because I need you for Wednesday.
Right, okay. Do you want a listener question?
Yeah, please.
So we have a blind ranking here. It's a holiday version, holiday edition. So you arrive starving, but it's late at night and a rat runs out of the only restaurant open while you're waiting for your food.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad.
But you're starving.
I know, yeah, but like, it's a rat.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's nothing worse than when you arrive late to the hotel somewhere and it's like pitch black and it's one of them hotels where like things are closing up and all the staff are going home and all, and you're like, oh, it's usually them Spanish hotels where you have like two people walking there.
But they could have put so there could be anything else about a holiday could be in here too.
Yeah,
I'm saying four.
Four?
Yeah,
so that's the second best thing that
second
could happen.
Worst thing?
No, one is the worst.
Whichever way you want to do it.
I'm ranking like one is the best, so
right,
you want to say two instead?
Please.
Okay,
because I was going to say two.
Okay, two.
And we just leave one open because
there could be something worse than that will be the most.
One is the
most worst.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So you're
five is not the best. Five is probably just the least worst.
Least worst.
Yeah.
So you're both saying what, two?
Two.
A former colleague is staying at the same hotel and sits beside you anytime he sees you at breakfast, the pool, etc., insisting on catching you up on the latest office drama for a place you don't even work anymore.
Hey, do you know what? It's not too bad.
Yeah, you could fight that off with like earphones and sunglasses.
Or getting in the pool.
Book. Or, yeah, you could do...
changing the time you can have a breakfast.
They haven't said like you hate this guy or whatever. So if it was a really annoying, yeah, I'll say that's not so bad. So four.
Four, yeah.
You go on a couple's holiday but the other couple breaks up on the flight there.
I feel like I've been on this holiday before. Three.
Yeah, probably three. I mean, not my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's going to ruin your holiday. No, that you're with your two friends who are now separate.
Yeah. But like, she goes off with her, you go off with him. I went to Thailand on a couple's holiday and we done that. And like, there was no breakup. We just done that anyways.
You fall asleep in the sun and wake up bright red and peeling so badly that the locals pointed you from across the road.
I've had really bad goes of having sunstroke like this. So.
Yeah.
And it's not just that you're hot. You're sick.
You're
demented and bizarre.
And you know the blisters are coming.
Yeah, and it ruins the next few days. I think this is the worst. I'm afraid of it. I'm so afraid of it that actually this is my number one worst bit.
What were you going to say there, Siobhan?
I was just going to say, where did you rank the couples?
Third.
Three in the middle, yeah.
And that is the worst. What? That is the worst. That happened to me. Me and my missus, when we were in LA, we rented rollerblades and went rollerblading down Venice Beach.
And like Ken and Barbie?
Yeah, basically. Legit like that. And you want to see, I'm going to have to try and find the picture. You want to see the colour of me. I was literally pink. And I was that bad with sunstroke. I woke up during the night. No recollection. Please.
No.
Please. No, Siobhan, I'm asking one favour, Siobhan.
You got it on the third time.
Yeah. Can't remember.
Go again.
Recollection.
Hmm.
Of waking up. I went down to the vending machine, bought an iced tea and drank that. Can't remember doing it. I woke up the next morning, it was beside me in the bed. And she was like, you went down and got that during the night. I was like, where? Iced tea. That's how ill my head
was. It's every part of it. It's the chills. You're obviously hot, but you're freezing.
Woke up the next a couple of days after, yellow blisters all over my shoulders. And we had to fly, right? And when we're going through security, your mum was like, put your hands up. I was like, I can't. And he looked at me and goes, yeah, you just go ahead. Like, John was like, doing that to search me.
Yeah.
I was like, I actually can't lift my hands up because my shoulders were that badly burned. But I mean, it ruined the whole trip.
What is happening to our body when we're too hot like that? Like, why does your body react like, he's too hot, he's dehydrated, let's give him diarrhea.
Yeah.
That'll sort this out. Like, what the fuck is, what is happening? Yeah. What is happening? Why is that the response?
Yeah, why is your body like, there's no fluids in your body, so let's just
make
sure.
Get rid of whatever's here, get
just
rid of
make
it.
Sure, yeah.
Make him get sick. That'll be good. Awful.
That's number one, yeah.
Now, this is the risky thing we've done. We've taken a risk.
Because this is going to be the best one as well. This has to be number five.
Yeah.
This actually isn't that bad. Sun cream spills all over your suitcase, so you have to wear either shorts that are stained to look like you just pissed in them or form full outfits from the souvenir shop.
That's actually great. I'm actually...
Okay.
That's an opportunity. that the world has handed you there.
And plus, you're on holiday. As long, like, no one knows you're on holiday, other than your man at the pool.
The work colleague.
Who's letting us go on holidays like that, by the way? Driving cars across countries in a different country, getting severely sunburned like that. I shouldn't have been left to my own devices.
What age were you, 25?
No, I was 23.
That's grown up.
Not really. Would you let a 23-year-old? I don't think people should be allowed to go on day once. You're drinking. Like, people are just drinking every day.
Who gives you jobs? I remember I had friends when I was that age, everyone was going to San Diego.
Right.
Like the Corona San Diego song.
Yeah.
And they'd all just like worked in like carnivals and stuff.
Yeah. I worked in a shop that was called Chic. Yeah.
And was it?
No, it was like basically like a glorified JD. So it was like very fitting. And the manager, she took a big shine to me. Her name was Vanessa. And I think it was because I told her, that's my ma's name. And then maybe she looked at her and was like, oh, this kid is over here for 3 months. I'm going to take, like, do you want to look after him? And then on my last shift, I never showed up because there was a football match on. And I was like, oh, I want to go to that. And they were like, oh, you're going to have to swap shifts with someone and all. I was like, right. I was like, how do I do that? And they were like, oh, this person's not in. Why don't you ring her? I was like, she's not going to agree to that, ring on. I was like, oh, any chance you could trip? And she was like, no. I was like, Grant. And one of the fellas that was there, he was like, just don't come in. I was like, do you know what, Jesse? You're fucking dead right. His name was Jesse. I was like, you're fucking dead right, mate. I'm not coming in, you mad cunt.
That's a thing young people are allowed to do. Just not go in.
And somewhere else.
You're right.
I felt a bit guilty because you got like 25% off as staff discount. But because I was only part-time, I wasn't entitled to it. But your one Vanessa was like, no, I'll make sure you get it. And I went in that day. My technically second last day.
You bought it.
And I got a load of stuff and then never showed up the next day. She was like, why don't you just get this tomorrow? I was like, oh, it'd be a lot easier to do it now. So I'm not coming in. Fuck that.
I think that's good. That's stuff, like, you're right, those connections are always useful. Just saying, that's my mother's name. That,
yeah.
You have to find an edge. When we applied for the house that we rent at the moment, because it's near my parents' house, I put in, would be great to be close to elderly parents living in the area.
Yeah.
They're like 60.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not like frail little old people.
Fuck,
but I sometimes...
Come on, I'd be fuming if they found out you said
I'd love to know, did that help? Because I'm like, there's loads of people apply for every house that goes up for rent. So I'm like, is that the one that got it over the line? They're like, oh yeah, that's nice, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then maybe those people are just inhuman. The letting agent people are just like...
How much are you willing to pay in rent? Right, get them in.
Gary wants to know, if you could bring back one TV programme from your childhood, what would it be? Mine would be The A-Team, but not sure who would star in the show.
The A-Team? How old is this cunt?
Poor Gary.
From your childhood?
When did The A-Team come out?
82 to 87 or something. That's my guess.
83 to 87.
Not bad.
Very close. Yeah.
And that's his childhood.
And it would be repeated, you see.
Yeah, but then it's not from your childhood. That's like saying Father Ted was from my childhood. Well, actually was.
Yeah.
Sorry, actually, that was a bad example.
There was one, I think you can watch it. Is it a kids show or a childhood show?
Childhood.
Show from your childhood.
When there was no digital telly, you had to just watch what was on. There was a show I liked called Gargoyles. And then Gargoyles, they started going into other dimensions. And then we were on summer holidays and I missed it and I'd never catch back up. Now, I think it's on Disney Plus, so I could watch it all if I wanted, but I am a full grown up. But I'd like to, I'd like another go of being a child and watching Gargoyles.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I think you're right, Shane. Go home and fucking treat your inner child.
Yeah, maybe. But I think there might be like 6 series or something.
And what? What's wrong with that?
There's only 3
seasons.
That's
the most gentle and kind you've been this whole afternoon. And I really appreciate it.
I don't see why you can't, like, that's there to be watched by people of your age who know what it is.
3 seasons.
I don't mean to
three
be,
seasons.
Maybe. I don't mean to shit on your parade.
I might manage 3 seasons.
I bet you it's probably shite when you watch it. And like, if you didn't know what this was, you'd be like,
I loved it as a kid. Crap. The concept is, those gargoyles are like the stone things on old buildings and castles, but then they come alive.
Yeah.
And they all do every night, like Toy Story, or Thai Story, as I just said. That's a show about ties, and all men's ties come alive at night, and it's a really good show.
I thought you meant like the nation.
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole other story. The Thai Story, that's about, well, one time I went travelling there and I got so sunburned.
Men's ties again.
Men's ties.
What show are you picking?
Kenan and Kel. Modern day Kenan and Kel.
With the same people? Or
same cast, in their 40s now. How are they getting on?
Just getting into mishaps and misadventures.
Yeah, just bleeding and getting your head stuck in the railings and all. That time when you got his head stuck in the railings. What an episode.
Did you have the rumour about Keenan and Kel being in the car crash in your school?
It was, I thought the rumour was Kel, because Keenan was still like in films and stuff like that, and Kel died in the car crash.
My version in our school was that they were both in a car crash, same car, a limo, and Kel
makes
died
sense.
And Keenan's in a coma.
Right.
That's what we heard.
Well, Keenan's popping up in films. He's in Snakes on a Plane.
I wasn't in primary school then.
I was in secondary school then when that came out.
Did you have a secondary school rumour about Keenan and Kel?
Well, it's a
bit old
rumor
for that now.
Skill rumour, you know what I mean? And then he's in SNL now.
SNL's forever. He's been on for years.
But like, I mean, like you'd see him and you'd be like, well, that cunt clearly isn't dead. But Kel wasn't. Nowhere to be seen. And then he popped up out of nowhere one day in like 2015 or something. I was like, that cunt's still alive. We could have just Googled it, but you didn't. The mystery was better.
Yeah, I think that's amazing that those... it just stayed at a certain age group.
Yeah.
That rumour just existed like energy in the halls of the school. Exists there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Maybe kids
you don't want to know.
Kids don't know if kids have that anymore.
Yeah. Is he alive? Is he dead? The truth is, I didn't want to know.
I don't know what he's doing now. I don't think he does anything.
No, he was doing stuff on Nickelodeon for a while.
But that's gone, I think, now.
Oh, yeah, it's gone now, but he was in like 2015.
Nickelodeon's gone.
Probably, I think it is.
Everything is streaming.
Kids have the
YouTube
iPads
now.
They have their iPads.
Like fucking Mr. Beast and KSI are like these fucking celebrities now because of that. Do you know what I mean? Real OGs remember Keenan and Kel.
It was a bit before my time.
Siobhan, you're going on as if I'm like a lot older than you.
No, I just didn't have channels.
You actually didn't, yeah.
My brother was a prick and took off Nickelodeon off our TV for just to annoy us.
How did you do that?
I don't know. You only had a certain number of stations then, and he just went in and in the tuning or whatever it was and just took off Nickelodeon just to be an asshole. And he achieved it. He was an asshole.
Really. He was obviously older than you.
Yeah. So whatever. He's in charge. So that's it.
How would you put it back then?
I don't know. I remember he used to say, we don't get that. I was like, we do get it.
We had it.
What did we have? Like 16, before you had like Sky, there was like NTL or something.
The pipe, we called it.
The pipe, yeah. So there was like 16
did you have the
channels
pipe?
On that.
I had 1, 2, TV3 and TG Cahir.
You didn't have Sky Digital. Yeah.
You
just had normal telly, which was called the pipe. And that's what you are perfectly entitled to as a.
But we had
of the
like
Republic
BBC and ITV and MTV.
And Channel 4 and all.
Yeah. But that was it then.
But you got like one. You got Channel MTV. That was it. Just one MTV.
Yeah.
Before you realised there was a whole world of MTVs.
Mm-hmm.
There was just the one MTV.
Oh. And you were happy with that.
God love you.
We were happy with that.
And do you know what else you had? This is how bad things were. At 7 o'clock, Nickelodeon used to cut over to Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
And also Eurosport sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes. That'd be during the summer when it'd still be bright out and you'd be in the middle of watching something and it just cut over and you'd be like, I didn't get to see the end of that. Nothing you could do
about
it.
Yeah, that was it over.
Nothing you could do about it.
There was a French news as well, TV5, that used to come in sometimes for some reason.
That was only in Harold's Cross, it wasn't getting that way.
You didn't get over where you live?
No, not in the north side.
Oh shit, okay.
No, we called it TG4, we didn't even call it TG car.
It was Tina G when I first started.
Yeah, there you
in
go.
In my mind, it's still Tina G.
Yeah.
I refuse to change.
Yeah.
I don't care who's done what or what Michael D did. I'm calling it Tina. Fuck. TG Cahir. Don't hard to throw
back
that in.
Back in the day, yeah. Now you have about 7 Virgin Medias.
TG Cahir started before TV3, but they had to get the number 4 because TV3 got their license first.
There you go.
Here's a fact that my dad told
me. But the state owns TG Cahir, I don't know.
Yes. Michael D was the person who was instrumental in founding that.
Shane Dano.
Yes.
Is Dano your middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not Double Barrel Force name. You're not that posh.
No.
You have a tour coming up.
I'm on tour.
I'm currently on tour.
Smack bang in the middle of it now. So when does this come out? This week?
Thursday.
Thursday. So I'll be in this week, if you're listening to it. This week I'm in Waterford, Cork City, Limerick and Portlaoise this week. And then I've loads more then into May after that as well. Nace, Greystones, Blanche and Castlebar all in May.
And where can you get the tickets?
If you go to my Instagram, it's the easiest. I have them all linked in there. So Shane Dan Byrne is my Instagram. Probably tagged if you're social media. Do you do that?
We do, yeah.
Great. So we'll tag it there and you'll see Shane Dan Byrne. Yeah, all the links are in there.
You do your own podcast?
Yeah. It's called Young Hot Guys. And it has one extra guy compared to you. There's 3 lads and we sit there and we talk. Very much actually talk bollocks, actually.
Well, 2/3 of the way through the guests.
I'm the number 2. Okay.
Tony got there before you.
Fair enough, yeah. No, look, you prefer Tony. That's fine. Look, I don't worry
about... If it makes you feel any better, we'll blacklist Killian.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, fuck him.
Do you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm just glad you asked me. I've always thought you guys were a good thing to have in the world and I'm glad to be on it.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Where can we get your episodes and how often are you?
Wherever you get your podcast, look up Young Hot Guys or on Instagram, you can find us at YHG Pod. Because if you look up the phrase Young Hot Guys, you will get a warning from Instagram telling you that child sexual abuse is illegal. So please don't look up that. Just look up YHG Pod on Instagram.
Is that true?
Yeah, and people tell us that every single day. Every day, someone messages and goes, hey guys, tried to find the pod and I'm actually getting this warning from Instagram. And you're like, okay, well, that's been happening for the past 3 years and I can't do anything about that. Okay,
yeah.
I can't change that. And also, child sexual abuse is illegal and we must try and do whatever we can to safeguard children in all walks of life. But that is not really my responsibility. That's not my area of expertise.
Right.
Whitehead Sheep Pod, Young Hot Guys on all the places.
Right.
Thank you very much for having me on the podcast.
Take us out, Siobhan. Before we wrap up, I just wanted to give a shout out to Roy Soil Furniture for teaming up with the podcast. Is your gaff over you some TLC? Sort it all out at once with Roy Soil Furniture. They got proper quality stuff. Sofa, bed, dining sets, and the house package sale is unreal. And you're supporting an Irish family-run business that actually knows what good service looks like. Plus, they're in Fonthill, Belgard, and now in Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni, so there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted. Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and when you shop in store, tell them that the two boys from the podcast sent you and they'll throw you in a little discount. So get down to Roy Soil Furniture today.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and low. When you finish that.
The Hip Knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.